Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley. And if you need to take my temperature, people want to take my temperature today.
Yeah.
I'm still running a fever.
Okay.
From Sunday night, I'm still running a fever because I'm not over it yet.
Okay.
Rhea, are you over it yet?
Thursday.
No. Rhea's not over it, right?
Thursday.
No, Rhea's always telling me by Wednesday. You could get over it. I didn't get over this one yet.
I was starting to get over it, then they canceled practice.
All right, I'm going there in a second, Rhea. Al, he doesn't care anyway. Jonesy, are you over it?
No, I'm disturbed.
He's not over it. He's disturbed. We're disturbed.
He's disturbed.
I already sent out a tweet today saying, if you feel no sense of panic, see a physician immediately. Maybe you died overnight. Maybe you're no longer alive. This is a early season crisis by the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you don't believe me, just go back to the last segment of our show yesterday. We came out of the break at 9:45. And Rio goes, give me the mic. I got some news. What? The Eagles are not holding practice today. The what? Oh, yeah, and by the way, Wentz will not do his news conference. He will take questions at his locker. Well, at that point, if you wanted to hear live panic, it happened right in this studio because, A, I had already decided within the moment, Jonesy, with no warning whatsoever, Wentz was seriously injured.
Yeah, no, I can see why. You'd get worried at that point. Yeah.
Of course I did. And then I went, They've played two games and don't have enough healthy bodies to hold a practice.
It's amazing.
That's just unbelievable. Keep in mind, please, like many other teams in the NFL, the Eagles did not play their best players in the preseason to preserve their health. And now I think they're on a record pace for injuries. Record pace.
Oh, yeah. No
now,
doubt.
I will acknowledge this. There's a ton of them in the NFL. Al, you want to hear the most shocking thing of all?
What is that?
Tom Brady's on the injured list.
Every week.
Now, let me make this clear. You think Belichick's playing with it?
Every week he's on.
Well, just tell me that. Because this thing. What? I got two key players with calf injuries.
Yeah, yeah.
Really key players. Yeah. He is also listed with a calf injury.
Yeah.
Do you think that Goddard will play?
No.
Do you think that Jeffrey will play?
No.
Do you think that Brady will play?
Oh, yeah.
They all have calves. Brady's 42.
Yeah, but
these other guys are 30.
He doesn't
finished
move that much.
The game. He played the
so
end of the
game.
So it's
not even
he's
real.
Fine.
You're telling me how it's not even real.
No.
Laughable how he's on the list for nothing.
No.
It gave me hope. I went, oh, good. He's got the same injury. Maybe he'll be out 2 to 3 weeks like every one of our guys.
Well,
yeah.
Doesn't happen. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as you know when you listen to this show,
yeah,
you do not have to wait for panicking.
No.
It happens within the moment.
Yeah.
And we will have Elliot Shore Parks at 7 o'clock because we went right to him, Al. He was driving there. He hadn't even gotten to the practice yet. He went, oh, my God,
what
there's
happened?
No practice. So we wanted to hear. It's ironic, Al, because I immediately when I got out of here, I turned on. It was almost time for Doug's news coverage. I turned on our midday guys, and a guy is on the air. It was 10:28, and a guy is on the air ripping me.
Oh,
ripping me! I'm minding my own. I'm driving along. I'm trying to get onto the damn Schuylkill off 676, and you know that always backs up. And I'm listening to myself getting trashed. And the guy comes on.
Now you know what it's like to be an athlete.
Was it Wechter
calling? Yeah, I couldn't turn it off either. I wanted to hear Doug Peterson. It was a terrible moment for me. But anyway, the guy's there, and he goes, it's Catalic. I turn on the thing. All he's doing is bitching. It's two games into the season, and he's complaining. He's so damn negative. And I went, excuse me? Now, I was only talking to myself. maybe the guy in the next car might have heard a word or two. And I went, no, I'm sorry, genius who's calling the midday show. I should be happy after that loss. I should be thrilled with Aguilar for dropping that ball. I should be thrilled with the medical staff for having 13 players currently on the injury report.
Yeah.
13 players. And I should be really, I should be on the air. Tomorrow, heard of you tomorrow, tomorrow's a day away. You know, some crap like that.
Now I'm calling
the That's not my style. Oh. Al, should I or should I not? You're the least panicky guy here because, frankly, you're the poster boy for apathy.
Yeah.
Just tell me, should we be panicking?
I don't care.
Why do you go to him?
He's the best.
It was my best hope. He is the best. In that moment,
you should, the only panic you should have is that there's a weird assurance that they have that they're going to be in this late.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing to me. Like, yeah. There doesn't seem to be any, there doesn't seem any, like, oh, we can get through this if we lose a game. And that's a little bit frightening in this league that happened. But I understand. I actually think they're on the cutting edge of this practice thing. This Thursday night football is a disaster.
Oh, it is a disaster.
And I think you're going to see that it is horrible. What Players Association should really be up in arms. But I do worry that when it's one thing for us to say they should be fine come late in the season, we just get ready for late in the season, but they aren't that much better that you can just take granted that they're going to be there.
They were 2-2 after the first four games. They basically threw away games in Tampa and Tennessee.
Yep.
Yeah. They threw these games
away. And they can't,
That's one of the biggest reasons they didn't win it last year.
Yeah.
Because they never really fully recovered from the bad start they had.
Yeah, you want home
and
field.
And they are now I'm looking at them going, my God, if they're 2-2 after four, I'm going to be happy. I don't see them winning both games with all these players out. I don't see it.
Well,
Al, they couldn't practice after two games. Here is Doug Peterson. After the guy ripped me, Doug finally came on. In fact, he was still ripping me when Doug cut in. I went, thank God. All right, and here comes Doug, and Doug explains why he changed the practice schedule yesterday.
Just a couple things. Number one, with the guys that are a little nicked up who have a chance to play in this football game, I want them to get the rep in practice. Normally, we go a padded day. And then, two, we got some young guys that might have to play, and they're also servicing the defense or the offense. And so this way, it allows everybody to still practice and maintain their focus and get our work done that we need to get done today.
All right. All logical, except it kind of avoids the issue that my team is not prepared to hit anybody because they're already so injured. I can't afford losing anyone else. And then he went deeper into the health issue.
You know, I kind of feel for the football team and where we are, you know, health wise, you know, with guys, too. I don't want guys missing practice reps. You know, so if we're going live today, there would be a few guys having to miss practice, and I don't want that. This is the reason, again, to kind of slow the pace down so they can get that rep. Three, as we mentioned earlier, I mean, I got two games here coming up back-to-back pretty quick.
And before I go to Josie to assess what all this means, because he understands injuries, he was in hockey. God, the guy's had his knees operated on five times himself, right, Josie?
Yes.
Here's where he kind of gave you his injury. This is before it became official. Here's the injury report.
We know Tim's going to be a little bit longer. The other guys are day-to-day, more day-to-day. They're doing well, and we'll have an update at the end of the week. But right now, that's why we're doing this type of a practice today.
All right, then the list came out, and there were 13 names on it.
Wow.
All right, 13 names. Six of them didn't practice at all. All right, Deshaun didn't practice at all. What's the name? The other wide receiver, Alshon Jeffrey, did not practice. Corey Clement did not practice. Dallas Goedert did not practice. And two of their safeties did not practice at all. I'm sorry, there are a whole bunch of players. There's so many names I can't keep track.
It's incredible, actually.
Others who were limited yesterday were Fletcher Cox, Derek Barnett, Grugier Hill, Nathan Jerry, two other players were not there. I'm trying to read my own writing. I had to squeeze Mileta, Al. I didn't even realize he was on Milano, whatever. He wasn't available yesterday. There were 13. Sudfeld is close to returning.
That's amazing.
I forgot he was still on the team. 13 injuries. Jonesy, when you are 2 weeks into a 16-week season and you can't practice because you don't have enough able bodies. How serious is that?
Well, it's really serious. It's tremendously serious when you have players that have left the previous game because of the injuries. Those guys, I would be very surprised if those guys played this weekend. I'd be surprised to see them in the next couple of weeks. The guys that left the game in the first quarter and we never saw again.
They're not coming back for two more weeks.
It would be shocking if they were okay and able to come back.
You're right.
Some of the other day-to-day ones, I mean, I understandably, some guys get banged up, but those are just minor things and they'll be back. But the major ones are the guys that left the game. You leave the game, there's an issue.
When all that happens and your whole the whole concept of your preseason was to avoid injuries early. At that point, don't you have to relook at that and say, what happened? My team is not my team already.
You're reevaluating everything that you put into that. There's no question about it. And there's a lot of old school thinking that would say they weren't prepared because they hadn't hit and they weren't ready to get out there. And that's why they're hurt right now.
And I got to tell you something. And Ray Dittiger will be here at 8 o'clock, and he will make the pick on this game. And he predicted accurately the first two games this year. He predicted the loss last Sunday night. And the Eagles really have a very good chance to lose this game on Sunday.
And when you look,
Detroit is not a bad team. Matthew Stafford is a very good quarterback, and they're coming off a good win for them.
Yeah.
And they're way healthier. They only have 8 guys listed, and a lot of them are Knicks. We have 13.
It's a strange line, isn't it? It was -7.
Now it's 6.5.
It was actually -7.5 when it started. All now it's down to 6.5.
It went down 1 point.
It's surprisingly.
It is surprising.
I'm surprised that the Eagles are favored.
All right, now, one last thing I want to deal with right at the top of the show, and it is the way Doug is dealing with Carson Wentz. Because we saw more evidence yesterday that he's extremely concerned about the psyche of his quarterback. Now, I don't have to tell you, Al, the quarterback, Wentz, during a game, was irritated on the sideline.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get him right
didn't
in.
Didn't get him on time for the
concussion. McCown got on the field and drove him down inside the red zone.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, voila, Wentz got cleared and he right back out of the field. And I was dumb enough on Tuesday. You weren't here for this with Josie. And I asked Doug, you know, did you ever consider maybe letting McCown, who was moving the ball better than Wentz had the whole half, if you ever thought maybe he should continue for the end of that series? Listen to this. Did it ever occur to you to let him finish that drive and see if he could get in for a touchdown?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So when Carson's ready, Carson's in. That's it?
Yes.
Does he ever give you one-word answers?
Well, it's smart on his part.
Please keep in mind Wentz's history of injury because a similar situation developed yesterday at Doug's news conference. We all assumed, I just said this a couple of minutes ago, Wentz must be hurt the way they downgraded the hitting in practice and Carson was not doing his news cap. We went, well, there it is. He took that shot to the ribs and he's hurt. So one of the members of the media doing their job wants to make sure that Wentz is okay. Listen to this exchange.
Would Carson practice today if you had a practice?
Carson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
We'll be longer than
that. Yeah, he's fine.
Carson? Carson? The Iron Man of football? Carson Wentz? Oh, Carson Wentz has been hurt an insane amount of time in his career. And he is incredulous when somebody asks if Carson might be dinged again, having seen that shot he took to the ribs.
You got
to
pump up the tires of the guy.
That's what he's doing here, right? That's a tire pump.
It's the worst label you can have as a player.
Yeah. Well,
is
he's
that
got
you're
it
injury
now.
Prone, and that's why they're going to do everything they can to deflect any of that.
You know, I'll say this.
Until he's hurt again.
There are 13 players. He is not on the list at all, Carson.
No.
And that in itself, given that there are 13 injured Eagles, is a miracle.
It is, because he took some of the hardest hits.
He got smashed.
Yeah, the other ones we never saw.
Got crushed, and he is not on the list.
Yeah.
Now, a little later in the show, I am going to unveil for you the Pro Football Focus analysis of individual Eagle performances during the game. And I'll give you a preview now. Isaac Seumalo was the worst offensive lineman in the National Football League in that game.
Yeah.
8 of the hurries were his responsibility, including two sacks. He was getting Wentz killed.
Mm-hmm.
Killed.
He was.
It was awful. And Ronald Darby, you're not going to believe this, Josie, he didn't come out good either.
Is that right?
He did not do a good job at all.
Thank God Atlanta dropped it.
And I'm going to run these. Remember, Ray Dittage was in here from 8 to 9. Ray Al breaks the film down. I think the film broke when they showed those two guys. So we'll get that. Now, I know what you're saying out there. I don't care. Eagles are going to win Sunday, and I want to be at that game, 1 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field. It's going to be really warm out.
87 degrees.
Really?
87 degrees. It will not be 87 degrees in the NovaCare Luxury Suite.
They do keep the windows open, though.
But there is nice, cool air pumping in too, Rhea, and you are surrounded by physicians. So when the Eagles have an injury, you could get an immediate diagnosis from one of the NovaCare people.
Sometimes in pregame.
Right. Orthopedic surgeons are right there. You're right. Be there early to see who pulls a muscle prior to the game.
Exactly.
Immediately, there will be five of the finest doctors in America to tell you what happened.
Oh, man.
Anyway, you are going to get a pair of tickets in the NovaCare Suite, Eagles Detroit, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field. Tickets courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. If you're injured, request an appointment today at NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy. I got Al, this was mine today, but I know it's easy because Keith Jones already gave me an answer, all right? I want a song that involves doctors, hospitals, or anything that could immediately connect with injuries, right?
Yes.
Anything. And we're wide open on it, and the more creative, the better. And because I'm an expert on music, I'll be the judge today.
Perfect.
Sick of the rest of us?
Maria just shot me the old stink eye. 888-729-9494. You early people, you get a shot at some great doctor hospital medical songs. Jump on board. 888-729-9494. WIP Sports Time 616.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.